audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed, episode 47. Mm-hmm. Amazing. This is Alicia with B-Side.
What up?
On another Friday night.
Another Friday night.
We are awesome.
Yeah.
We have lives.
We are super cool.
We are like cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
Friday night. So I cleaned half my house.
All right.
Okay, so that's what I've done on a Friday night so far by 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really fun. Because I'm getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Which I host here with my sisters and my mom, and you're coming this year.
I am.
Yay.
Yay.
And then also I'm doing a dinner with my sister-in-law on Sunday, so with her and the kids. So I've got to clean, and it sucks.
Yeah, someone just took a screenshot of a Snapchat, and I'm like, uh-oh.
What of your this? Snapchat?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't.
What were they screenshotting?
I don't even remember what I sent to them. So, woo! So, we've been cleaning our house because my nephew's third birthday is next Saturday.
Mm.
But they're going to celebrate his actual birthday on Thanksgiving with her family. So we're celebrating his birthday now.
Okay.
This kid's going to have a complex. He's going to be, like, not know what his actual birth date is until he's probably older. It's kind of like...
Is he a Thanksgiving baby?
He is a Thanksgiving baby.
Oh, yeah.
He was born, like, the day after... Or the day before Thanksgiving... Or 2 days before Thanksgiving. So he was literally 2 days old when they were celebrating. But there are a whole massive amount of Portuguese people, and they're just so loud, and so we don't go up there. So we literally have like family, I wouldn't say family Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving really isn't a thing for us anymore.
Yeah.
I used to work on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Like at the Y.
Yeah.
Or
which they are open. So the YMCA is open, I believe, 7 to 11 on Thanksgiving.
Fine, I'll go there.
They're like open. I think it's either 7-11 or 7 to 12, but it's definitely not past 11 or 12. So
yeah,
Thanksgiving is open. Thanksgiving morning, I believe 7 to 11, 7 or 12. But for everybody,
I'm gonna need that.
They are going to run a couple classes too. They are gonna run, I think, some swim classes and some exercise classes.
Okay.
So they are going to do that. They had that, so I thought that was cool.
I'll check with Lee on those. Yeah, so...
There's a flyer, too, in the lobby, too.
Perfect. Yeah, so we're celebrating his birthday tomorrow, and then we will eventually have family Christmas, maybe sometime in December. I'm not drunk. or maybe we'll just loop it in with family birthdays, which are also in January, because all of us are Capricorns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
with
crazy.
With the exception of my niece and nephew.
That's
so we're all born in January. Literally within 2 weeks of each other.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I'm busy.
You are busy. You're so busy.
I am
you
super busy.
You can't even date. So
I can't.
You did say that you were going to give the Tinder 2017 a shot. Are you still thinking about that?
Where's the proof on that? Where did I say
I can. It's probably like episode 44.
Yeah, I dare
45.
You to go back and find it, because I don't.
No, yeah, I definitely did.
I must have blacked out.
Definitely did. We had a short tutorial with Kevin Bacon when she was here, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a while back. We need Kevin Bacon back, and we need Ribby back.
Yeah, and we need Sam back.
Yes, Sam
and Emmett. We need a roundhouse.
Yeah. But they're not, you know, as
remember
awesome
roundhouse?
As we are on a Friday night. They probably got plans, because they're probably busy.
Well, because they got peoples and stuff. We got each other. We got each other!
That was not... That was really corny and not planned.
Oh, we were totally singing the Family Ties theme song right there. High five. Good job. Oh, yeah, this is probably why our Friday nights are like this.
This is probably why I'm still single.
Yeah, well, welcome to my world.
Yeah.
It's been three and a half years, so.
See, I'm not understanding that. I don't know how people can be single for that long.
Well, I mean, single is a relative term.
Okay.
Let's just say that there's been some minor distractions in there. Like, let's say the playing field hasn't been completely useless. You know, I've got that thing out west.
Yeah.
You know, and...
would you only go out... Well, you have gone out west. You're going to be twice this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's gonna I just don't think that twice a year
oh,
is...
no, not, we're not saying that that's what I've had.
Okay.
I've had other things.
Okay.
Just, but I would really like to start, I don't know, venturing out with people that are not... I don't even know how to say it without, like, irritating people or pissing people off, but, I mean, I love you, but you kind of don't really do things for me, if you know what I mean.
Well, I don't swing that way.
Yeah, well, I'm into poles, not holes, so, you know. And I stand behind that no matter how many people try to debate me, and I'm like, and nah. yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things where I've been so busy since summer of Bridget that it actually...
We're now in fall of Bridget, going into winter of Bridget.
Yeah. I'm making 216 my bitch. Or
21-6.
21-6.
Yeah. 2017.
Oh, that's right, because I made that slogan on an episode that will never air. Or won't air
for
a while.
We have a couple. Yeah, we do have a couple lost episodes, don't we?
Yeah, maybe on April Fool's you should just roll them all out.
Oh, Lord. I guess we'll have to see
but we don't
where
think,
we are.
I don't think we really talk about the dates, but I mean, obviously we're talking about now it being Thanksgiving because some people listen to podcasts years. Like, I'm listening to podcasts from 2015.
Oh, really?
I'm going back and listening. Like, I'm just starting a podcast, so I want to go back and listen.
Can you imagine someone, like a closet listener, like just binge listening to our podcast? That is horrifying to think about.
It's very horrifying, only for the fact is that I also have multiple things going on. So if someone was to discover these podcasts, I'd be like, I admit I said it. I can't
I've been on a journey.
You have.
I have. So if you literally listen to my podcast that we started in, what, July of 2015?
Mm-hmm.
You would actually hear the journey from beginning to now, and that's kind of cool.
I feel like, though, that journey wasn't really public or spoken of.
But we talked around about it.
You talked around
for, like, months.
Passive-aggressively for a very long time.
For a very long time,
and then
so.
You came out with it.
I'm coming out.
And that was this year.
Yes, that wasn't until February, March.
It was like March.
Yeah. You know, I'm like a celebrity. I like to keep my shit under wraps.
Some celebrities.
Some celebrities.
Like, pick
can get
a celebrity
away with it.
That's very like.
Some that can get away with it.
Right.
So speaking of celebrities, I don't know why I didn't know this, that Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox were together.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's an odd couple. Megan Fox is hot.
Brian Austin Green is hot.
No, he's not.
He was.
I don't think he is.
Are you kidding me? That was the only reason why I watched 90210 after they went to college and stuff. It was because of Brian Austin Green.
Mm-mm.
David Silva, although. Wait.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's already back out there.
Ugh.
You're not a Brad Pitt fan?
Nah.
My sister's a huge Brad Pitt fan.
I was for like Thelma and Louise and maybe like Seven. Okay. And maybe Fight Club, but... Fight Club's where I draw the line. Yeah, he ruined everything in 12 Monkeys. I'll say that. So
he's had a lot. He's been through a lot.
Yeah,
a lot going on.
Yeah.
So it is mid-November, and we have Thanksgiving. And
I feel like we just talked about 13 things and just like left them open, and it was like, all right.
And next. That seems to be my favorite word lately. Next.
Yeah. Oh, I loved that show on MTV.
I did too. I did. I absolutely did too.
I feel like that is literally what Tinder is.
Next. Well, it is.
Yeah. Right. It's the virtual next.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So
that's why I'm also single.
What?
Because it's terrifying.
The whole thing is terrifying.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, how are you supposed to actually put yourself, like, on, like, a digital format and platform, and people be like, yeah, that sounds good. And then you meet, and you're like, why? What? No. You are nothing like I wanted you, like, the conversations. It's easier to be charming and personable via text than in real life sometimes. Like, I shut down. I think we talked about this at Taste of Cape Ann. So at the Taste of Cape Ann, I was serving wine to all the attendees. And I was bubbly, like the light switch was on. I was like, hey, friend, what wine you want to drink this round? Like, super personable. I can't do that just going to Stone's or Minglewood. I don't know why. Or the brewery. Because with them, with friends, I am this sarcastic person.
Yeah.
In a sense. Like, I've told my wingman multiple times at Stones in front of public people, I will throat punch you. Don't do it. Or, like, if he teases me, I'll be like, are you asking for a throat punch? Like, I'll say that out loud. I mean, that's how we met Kevin Bacon.
It is.
I was on a terrible date, and I was like, let's talk about fucking Aaron Hernandez and 2 Chainz.
We met some people.
But it's just like, why can't I be that other person, that like weird professional person that only comes out in weird settings?
Well, you just have to turn it, not think about it, and just do it.
Listen, I'm on a dimmer that is not controlled by me. It's controlled by something else.
I guess.
The powers that be don't want me to have any fun in Massachusetts.
You will have fun.
It's been three years.
Gotta get back out there. Gotta put yourself out there. You know, when things don't work out in certain situations, you just gotta put yourself out there. Like I did, and I'm out there.
I don't have pictures.
I'm back out there. You do too.
Nah.
You have tons of pictures from Summer Bridget.
I need to go through them with like Joey or like the homie cast and be like, which ones? Come on. Which ones are gonna sell me really good? Tell me now. I've done that to a few guys, and they're like, they all look great. I'm like, stop it. Don't placate me. Like, fucking tell me the truth. And I can't obviously ask my wingman.
I'll tell you the truth, what to put on there.
Okay.
What's the matter with me? I can do it.
Well, you're a girl.
So? Wouldn't that make me more critical? Aren't girls more critical?
I mean, we're more critical of each other, but, like, what dudes want is different.
I guess.
Yeah. So I guess that's how lesbians work, because they know what each other want, because they're women.
I guess so.
I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about how, like, women get so confused as to what exactly a guy wants, and then a guy gets confused as exactly what a woman wants, and this is where the disconnect actually happens.
Wasn't that what that whole movie is about with Mel Gibson? What a woman wants?
I mean, that was like Hallmark, like beyond Hallmark fucking cheesy stuff. Like, I'm talking like in depth.
Though.
But I'm talking like in depth of like intimacy and sex, because I'm going to say and what things, like, what one thing works for one chick doesn't work for another.
Obviously, totally.
But, like, dudes don't get that.
No, they don't. Man. And that's what makes them, and that's what makes that one not right for you. So then that's when you go, next.
Right.
They're all different.
It was Anna Faris is unqualified. She was talking about, like, is the bush back? Because she heard that the bush was back. And she's like, I'm in mid-laser. She's like, and if the bush is back, I'm not going back to laser, because if the bush is back, I'm bringing the bush back. Like, that kind of thing. And I was like, it was an interesting concept, because the guy that she was talking to was like, we honestly don't care. It's vagina. We want the vagina. That's we don't care what the dressing is. Just, you know, don't be...
Well, then that's a homie cast topic if I ever heard one.
I feel like they've had that conversation.
They
where
may
are
have.
They? Where are they?
I was just
going to
say, where is the homie cast?
Where
are they now?
Where is the homie cast gone?
Oh, where can they be?
This is why we're single.
When was the last time the homie cast did a recording?
Well,
it is Joey's really busy year.
Yeah.
Big time of year. Like, this is his busiest time, so
I would have thought the summer was, but here's me being totally ignorant to how that actually works in the lobster world.
Well, in the lobster world.
September 29th.
Oh, wow.
When they were at the Cape Ann Brewery.
So it'll be over 2 months by the time they do it again, for sure.
Probably.
Yeah. So, in your travels, have you seen fake Christmas trees up yet, pre-Thanksgiving?
Yes. I don't know if they're fake. They could
be. They have to be fake. We don't even have real ones out.
Wolf Hill Ipswich has...
Already?
Yep.
Has real ones out.
Mm-hmm.
And how... All right, not for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's only November 18th. How are the Christmas trees going to survive from now until...
If you water them properly and you put, like, baby aspirin in them, you'll be
baby
fine.
Baby aspirin?
Yeah, you put aspirin in them just like when you do with your plants. And they'll be fine.
Baby aspirin? What the fuck is that?
There's a chemical ingredient inside of it that helps the plant.
Okay, and then we're giving this to children?
Well, I mean...
So it's safe for children and safe for plants? Or is
plants
this...
are plants. They're not... They can't feel pain or get ulcers. I mean, yeah.
They can't?
No, they can't. I mean, they can get tumors. I don't listen to a podcast about how trees get tumors, but... Those are actually called burls, but, you know.
Interesting. So I am feeling that I am going to take out all my Christmas stuff right after Thanksgiving. And I usually do the couple weekends before Christmas, but I think I'm going to do it just the weekend after Thanksgiving and just do it and just have it up. And
I have to do it then.
And have a merry little Christmas the whole month of December and just be merry and bright for like 4 weeks instead of two.
I have to do it then because I'm gone right after that. And I'm literally gone up until the week before Christmas. Like, I come back and I have an event already that Saturday that I come back.
Right.
I'm doing a special event. So I'm like, I love my best friend, don't get me wrong, but she's definitely crushing and cramping my holiday, like... It's only a week, but I'm like, when am I going to have my ugly sweater party? When is Hotline Drake going to make an appearance through downtown Gloucester again? Like, because, I mean, we did show up at Halloween, but people are now asking.
It's a great sweater.
It's a great sweater.
It's a great sweater.
Yes.
When is the snow coming?
Fuck you.
I thought it was coming on Sunday.
You need to shut your fucking face. Shut your fucking face right now.
How's your mother?
Oh,
it's Darcy.
She's not gonna.
All right, let's.
This.
She, Leah, yeah, let's.
No, you pause it.
No.
Oh boy.
No. Hey, Darcy. This is Alicia Unleashed. You're on the air.
Echoing.
What are you doing?
I'm taping a podcast. Why don't you say hello to our closet listeners?
Hey from Florida.
What's the weather down there?
It's currently 79 degrees.
Is it sunny?
No, it's 8 o'clock at night, so no.
Okay, well, that was a horrible answer. Was
it was sunny today, and it's kind of chilly because it's 79, so that's a little chilly for us.
Well, thank you for that forecast from semi-sunny Florida.
Florida here. It was sweater weather here in South Florida.
Do you guys have Christmas trees up or are Christmas decorations up there down there yet?
Like the mall does, but houses, I haven't seen them on houses.
Okay. And
they started setting up like the selling of the Christmas trees.
So how do you guys keep a Christmas tree alive when you guys have, like, 90-degree weather in December?
I don't know. I've never gotten a real Christmas tree, but I imagine my house is just the same temperature as yours.
You think so? Because my house is probably like 60 degrees. I highly doubt your house is 60 degrees.
No, my house is like kept at a cool 78.
A cold 78.
Air conditioning on at 78.
So you're one of those people that like fake trees. I'm definitely one of those people that like real trees.
I'm doing a real tree this year for the first time. I'm doing the whole real tree thing. The boys requested a real tree, so we are doing a real tree.
For your first time, when you were growing up, did you have a real tree or a fake tree?
I think we had a real one most of the time.
Okay.
I've actually done the whole real one, and like I think there's some cutting involved and a special stand and stuff. I have to do all that.
Well, that's what happens when you get a real tree, that you have to do those things.
You know, I got one of those like pre-lit things that I financed through Home Depot, like way back, and it was like a $1 billion tree, and it finally like died last year. So we had to make the decision to either invest in a new one or get a fake, a real one. And the boys voted real.
Well, of course, because yes, of course, anyone would vote real tree.
So they said they've never had a real tree, and they want a real tree because their dad gets a fake one. So.
All right. Well, I agree with the boys. I love the smell of a Christmas tree.
See, I always hung these like little snowflakes that smelled like pine on my fake one.
No, no, I love the smell of a real Christmas tree.
Well, we're having one, and I'm hosting Christmas brunch, so.
Interesting.
Trying to get everybody to wear matching pajamas. It's not working out for me. Jerry will not wear a onesie. I don't know.
Well, it's pretty difficult for a 6'6" guy to wear a onesie.
Yeah, and the boys are kind of okay with the matching pajamas, but not the onesies. So, but then I was thinking that'd be a weird Christmas card, like Merry Christmas from the Shumatara Odidian Johnson. I don't know. It just wouldn't be okay.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Oh, that would just, I can't even imagine. All right, well, thank you, Darcy, for calling. I will call you back when we are done with our podcast. And it was great catching up with you on some Christmas stuff.
Yeah. I can't wait to listen to see what everybody else is getting.
All right, talk to you later. All right, bye. Oh, that was Darcy from sunny Florida.
That's the most she talked on your podcast ever.
I know, because last time when she was on, she just kind of kept quiet.
She was just very quiet with us, yeah.
So then we have the debate of real tree or fake tree.
I used to have real. When growing up, we used to go to Amesbury and cut down our own tree.
Yeah.
And then when I got older and things changed, we no longer went to Amesbury. We would just pick up a real tree from, you know, one of the lots. And then there was one year we weren't going to do it, so I staple gunned ornaments to our railing.
What?
Yeah. And Christy Cleaver and Rick Dowsett of the YMCA bought me a fake tree.
Okay.
Because they did not find that acceptable to have stapled ornaments to a wall.
Oh,
so
my God.
They got me a fake tree. And I had that up until my mom had to, then I moved away, and then we had to, you know, she had to get rid of that tree. But when I lived out west, we had fake trees at the frat house that I lived at, because obviously, you know, none of us could take care of a fucking thing. I had a real tree in San Diego, and then I had a little tiny tabletop tree. I've gone through multiple trees.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I've only been real tree. So all my life now, I will never have a fake tree. That will not happen in my house ever for as long as I shall live. I love the smell of a Christmas tree. My sister's the same way. However, Erica hates the smell of Christmas trees, mm-hmm. which I think is weird, because how
pine
can you hate the smell of a Christmas
pine
tree?
Pine needles can stab you, man.
Oh my god, they smell so good.
Out. Well, you burn an apple cinnamon friggin' candle and call it a day.
No, I love the smell
of
a friggin' Christmas tree.
We had a real tree the first year I moved back, and then last year we had a fake tree, and then my mom found at Kmart at like 70% off, like right before Christmas, this pre-lit Christmas tree. So now, and it does like the chasing lights.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you a white light or a multicolor?
So I have gone white lights with multicolor bulbs. So I actually, so I have like really cool, like bright red, bright green, bright blue, bright colors of the ornaments, of the bulbs, and then white lights.
Mm.
And white blinking lights.
Interesting.
So that's what I've gone to.
Oh, so you... Okay.
I used to do multicolor.
Yeah.
And then we went to red and white lights. And then I got really creative one year at Target, because once all the Christmas shit comes out, you just all of a sudden become creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I did... That's when I was like, oh my God, my greatest idea was, I'm just going to reinvent the Christmas tree in the house, and this is what I'm going to do. So I have all these ornaments and all these new lights.
So wait, what kind of... So let's go on to... I can't believe we're fucking talking about this right now.
About Christmas, it's not even Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's going to be Thanksgiving next week.
But this conversation should happen, like, right after Thanksgiving. But, okay, whatever. I digress. Because I am a little irritated and upset. I will say I did let my colleagues listened to Christmas music last Wednesday, and I didn't put my headphones in. I was like, you know, this is going to make us all happy. I'll let it go today.
I listened to Christmas music today before you came over.
So Magic 106.7 and Light FM have already started their Christmas songs.
Now, are they doing like every other one? But
no.
106.7 is strictly Christmas music right now?
So far, I've heard... Three Christmas, when I was scanning through my radio on my drive home,
yep.
Every time I hit 106.7, it was Christmas.
But I am strictly December 26th, you don't listen to it anymore.
No.
I think you can listen to it before, but there is no December 20th, nothing after.
I'm a holiday.
After 8 or 9 o'clock at night on December 25th, that's it, it's over.
I'm a holiday purist, like... I think that the world and society is rushing us way too much that I'm like, just let me have Thanksgiving. I'll worry about Christmas in December, like right after. I will worry. You know what? Christmas is acceptable right after you're done eating turkey, okay? You put on the Christmas music.
Because you have Black Friday shopping.
Well, I've already done my shopping, so fuck yeah.
So do you go Black Friday shopping?
No. I go for sport.
So...
I go to watch.
I've gone to Black Friday twice. Mm-hmm. No. Once? I can't remember. Melissa Cox blew me off last year.
Oh!
Remember Thanksgiving night last year, we did Tom Hanksgiving.
Or T-Hanksgiving.
T-Hanksgiving at
right.
Rick's.
Yeah.
And then I was supposed to go with Melissa.
Right.
She got sick or something, or blew me off. I don't know which one it was. And then I didn't go, but the year before me and Melissa went,
mm-hmm.
You know, do you know that two times makes a tradition?
Huh.
So Melissa fucked that up, so we don't have a tradition. So our first year we went to Kohl's.
Okay.
And I got a $150 jacket for $20. It was a doorbuster.
Mm.
That was awesome. That Talia is currently wearing.
Maybe I'll go to JCPenney because I'm... gonna need a winter coat.
And you know, doorbusters at Kohl's and things like, you know, places like JCPenney, the coats, that's one of them.
Yeah.
And I don't think people think about that.
No.
People are going for the electronics and people are going for
yeah.
other crazy things.
See, so we're going all the way around like a whole bunch of things because I want to go back to the tree for a minute in a minute. But yeah, so my family, we have the virtual Christmas list where we just put stuff on our Amazon wish list.
Oh.
And you know, my mom starts checking in August, hence why I have Hotline Drake early. Because I definitely put Hotline Drake on there in August. Definitely, she bought it, and I was like, is that a Drake sweater? She's like, yeah. I was like, that's for Christmas. It's August. And she's like, yeah, whoops, I didn't put it away. I actually know several of my gifts already because she didn't put them away.
Ugh.
And she'll be like, oh, yeah, because she's at that age now. She's like, oh, the hammer and the lights are over there. And I'll go, and I'm like, where? In that box. Oh, there's my Christmas presents. Cool. I'm glad I know I got those off my list. Cha-ching. You know, that kind of stuff. So I do that to my brother, and I do that to my mom. This will be the second Christmas that I've been able to get my mom more than one thing. Because usually it was only one thing. And, you know, for what she's done my entire life, and has gone above and beyond. She's one of those moms that at Christmas, you can't just have one present under the tree. You have to fill the whole tree. Like, yeah. There can't be a gap underneath there. You know, we were poor. I mean, we were on Section 8 and shit like that. So, you know, I can't imagine it being easy for her at Christmas, being
right.
A single mom with two kids. And then as we got older, the fucking shit got expensive.
It does.
Like, I was looking at my list. Like, my niece has got, like, $159 shoes. I'm like, you ain't getting that.
Yeah, Talia asked for, like, $150 boots.
Yeah. Are they Timberlands?
Yes.
Yeah. My niece did the same fucking thing. What is it with the 17 and 16-year-olds?
I don't know.
So, she's getting DVDs. Thank God she doesn't listen to this. She better not be listening to this. But she's obsessed with Humphrey Bogart, so I bought her some Humphrey Bogart DVD collections. Like,
awesome.
She loves classics like that. I already got her the Breakfast at Tiffany's set last year and all that stuff, and Casablanca. But yeah, my nephew, he's like, TT's awesome. TT's getting him bongos. TT's getting him.
Oh, bongos.
Yeah, he requested it.
He requested it. No one's going to get it but TT.
No, TT brings the noisy toys.
You know what? That's great. Where'd you get those? I might buy those for my
Amazon.
For my nephew. I love getting... Well, I should get them some drums.
The bongos are like legit bongos, too.
Really?
Like, Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson would be super jealous. Yeah. So those, I'm going to give those to him for his birthday, as well as his Batman pajamas, because he's obsessed with superheroes right now.
Okay, that's his thing.
He's obsessed with Superman, Captain America, and Batman.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, there's that. But we literally have gone through, like, we go through each other's lists, and we just pick stuff
off
of
that. Well, that's cool. That's a good way to do it. Because
it's stuff that, it's not necessarily stuff that I need.
All right.
And some of it I do. Like, hair product. We always put, like, kitchen gadgets and shit like that on there. Stuff
right.
that you wouldn't think to actually buy for yourself. Or you
right.
just wait until it's not bought by your family, and then you buy it yourself.
So as a family, like, my sisters and my aunts, and when we do our Christmas, when we do our family, whatever we do, get together, we do a Yankee swap, which I think more and more... Families of, you know,
as you get older,
people,
those
as you get older,
so
those are just easier and those are better. So that would be a good poll, actually. That would be a good poll for Good Morning Gloucester with a big family. Do you still buy for each other, or do you do Secret Santas? Do you do Yankee swaps? Things like that.
So another thing is, like, so usually my Christmas tradition is to go to my sister-in-law's aunt's house at Christmas. Because growing up, we went to my mom's best friend's house. And then when I got older and I moved away, I'd go to her house. And there's about 17 of us. And everyone buys a gift for everybody.
Are you serious?
You don't have to.
That's
but
crazy.
It's that weird pressure. I think we talked about this last year, Christmas.
Yes, yes.
And it got to the point where it's like, once you have kids, like little kids, it's like, as an adult, I'd rather just buy your kids' toys.
Right, that's
versus,
what you do. You buy the kids, yeah.
Yeah, so your kids can't get wine, but you can. So
yeah.
Merry Christmas to you. that kind of thing. I mean, I'm sure I can make Tyler a music CD and he'd be like solid.
Oh, well. Tyler, aren't you? Hasn't he asked for another CD from you?
Yeah.
Didn't he give you songs?
He did.
Okay. Then maybe that could be his Christmas present.
I don't know where that list went, Tyler. No, I mean, I know a good chunk of what he wanted on air.
Yeah.
Because I had them because we worked on it. But I think he could probably perfect his list. I'm sure that that's something I could probably end up doing in my week in California when I'm not on my day date. and stuff like that. So going back to the tree, let's go full circle and go back to the tree. So you said you have like ornaments, like the bulbs and stuff.
Yeah, like matching. Like I went and did like a matching tree.
So my whole my tree is full of personal ornaments. Every year my mom gets us an ornament.
Yeah.
My tree doesn't have any just random like pick from the store ornaments anymore. They are personal ornaments from me growing up to now.
Right. So I have the bulbs and I have those.
Oh, okay.
So I don't just do the bulbs. I mean, I have to put on the ornaments that I've had since I was literally born and the kids and whatnot. So,
I wasn't sure because some people do that. I'm like, you don't have like, I started that tradition with friends by buying their child an ornament.
Right.
And every year they got an ornament.
But when you see my Christmas tree, like right now, like pretend it was lit up, you know, you would see the white lights and you would see the bright bulbs, but the other ornaments would be there, but they would kind of just be in the background because that's not what you're going to see when it lights up.
Yeah, no.
That kind of thing.
Mine is like all of my, like I have like fucking Gizmo. I have Strawberry Shortcake.
I have Strawberry Shortcake.
I have Kermit. I have Marvin the Martian, every year. I even have what do you put on your tree?
Right.
And do you put a star or an angel?
I have a star. When I was growing up, I had an angel. Good, star or angel.
See?
But if you're Jewish, you don't do Christmas trees?
It's Hanukkah. They do Hanukkah.
But they don't have Christmas trees?
No.
They do the menorah.
Yes.
That's kind of, I feel like I love Christmas trees.
Right. Well, you grew up and you were raised as a Catholic or Christian, so you get the pagan tree.
Jewish people
get the menorah.
Okay, we have just Chrismica?
No.
Do both.
Listen, in the state that 2016 is right now, let's just, you know, just try not to murder each other.
Not to murder. Thanks, Bridget. Thanks. Thanks for that. And this data. Please just try.
The purge is coming, people. I don't know why you don't think it is, but it is. Motherfucker's going to be running through the streets trying to murder some peoples.
So.
There's that.
Just got rid of the last of Tyler's Halloween candy. Speaking of.
Oh, there's Milky
Way.
Hold on.
Yeah. We can have the last of the Milky Way.
Yeah.
I don't like Milky Way. We don't like Three Musketeers. We're not a fan.
Because I only have weigh-in in the morning. This is why I continue to be single. Yay.
So, I think that 38 minutes is good to stop a podcast
that we
talked nothing about.
Yeah.
That Joey's going to be like, you talked about nothing. You're so boring today. We have nothing to talk about.
We're gonna do subject line. We got nothing to talk about.
Well, we talked about holidays, traditions. We talked about a lot, actually. We actually came up with a lot of poll ideas that we could do for Good Morning Gloucester. I could probably do a different poll every week with the different ideas that we came up with, which I thought was pretty cool. Things that I haven't thought about before, but open discussion. I love to, you know, come up with polls or ideas or to get the discussion flowing on Good Morning Gloucester, because I feel like we need more like discussion. I know there's a lot of great pictures and artists and things like that on Good Morning Gloucester that we have. But I feel like we really need like more open dialogue. And that's what I feel like we could bring with holiday discussions. Also, another one could be, do you celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah or Rosh Hashanah? Well, not Rosh Hashanah. What's the other one?
Okay.
Kwanzaa. in your house. And if you have one parent that was Jewish and the other one was Catholic. Do you do Chrismica?
They convert.
Like, do you, what do you do?
How do the divorced children do it? Because, well, you know, I never knew. I only had one house, but I would go to like 8 different family houses and have like 8 different family Christmases in the same week. And be like, oh, here's a present from this side of the family. Cool, thanks.
Yeah. So, all right, Gloucester. Thank you so much for tuning in to our We Had Nothing to Do on a Friday Night, but talk about holiday traditions, what's coming up, and what to think about. So thank you. Love you, Joey. Peace.
Yeah. Slide with your boy to the bar. Slide with your boy to the car.